This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we also bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa's Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, as well as our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of the things we have over there, and become informed. Speaking of informed, joining us right now, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
I wonder why they're wearing red, white, and blue stuff that says the Captain Rocks when they're doing all that. Huh, okay, never mind. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president went down to Georgia last night, and he was down there to try to help out Kenny Loeffler and Kelly Loeffler. I was thinking of the music singer. Anyway, Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and obviously she was there, he wasn't, but the whole Trump clan came along, and he introduced a whole bunch of people there, gave another rousing speech, probably 25,000 people or thereabouts there at the rally, and then a lot of people from there, Mr. Ron, caravanned it, or are caravanning it, up to Washington, D.C. for the rally on Wednesday. Now, surprise, surprise, the mayor puts out this directive yesterday, although it wasn't really the mayor. It was the Council of the District of Columbia, known as the D.C. Council. You familiar with them?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, did you see the article, the statement they made?
Not the statement they made, but I did have been informed about the many restrictions that are being enacted, whether it comes to restaurant closures, hotel restrictions. Many other businesses are going to be shut down. Even porta potty numbers are going to be very reduced. We have to be off the streets by 4. The things have to be wrapped up by 4 p.m. It's just going to be bad on us.
When you say we, what do you mean we? Are you going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Absolutely. All right. Well, be prepared because apparently, let's see, we urge people to avoid the downtown and federal areas where permits for the events have been issued January 5th and 6th. In similar recent events, white supremacists and militia groups have created conflict and provoked violence, creating harm for individuals and to our institutions. We urge residents to recognize that they are the voices of those that have already lost. Votes have already been certified. Demonstrations this week will not change the outcome of the election. There is no gain for all people who desire peace in engaging with those who come here with malicious intent, and doing so only brings great risk. So they're advising all people in D.C. to stay away from the protesters.
Well, you know, there's a lot of bull capital S with a hit in that statement. First of all, they always like to label people who are in support of President Trump and basically in support of this Constitution as white supremacists. They do the same to, you know, against people that are in support of protecting our borders or whatever. Anything that's good for this country, you're suddenly a white supremacist.
This does not mention President Trump at all. It mentions the group specifically. And let me just throw this in there, and then I'll tell you something I heard last night. Specifically, actions to destroy symbols that proclaim that Black Lives Matter. Well, last night, the president, I guess he's called the president, maybe the founder of the Proud Boys group, found a Black Lives Matter flag somewhere either on a church or close to a church, grabbed the flag, took it, and burned it, and got arrested because of what I just read you.
Yeah, well, I find that very hypocritical because someone from the left could easily, even on private property, snatch an American flag down or bring one and burn it, and they would not be arrested or anything like that. In fact, if other Americans went there to try to prevent them from burning the flag, the police in many cases would arrest those trying to prevent the burning of the flag, because then it's called, oh, they're just burning private property,
well,
blah, blah, blah.
What
they have
I
the
just,
right to do that.
What I just read you was a statement by a governmental group, a government agency that runs the District of Columbia, that says the Black Lives Matter symbol or anything pertaining to it is accepted and part of D.C. culture. And if you violate that, then you will probably be arrested, which is what happened.
Yeah.
Isn't that
but like
something?
I said, well, that proves that the American flag is not a part of their culture.
They never said the American flag.
But what I'm saying is that when American flags are burned in D.C., they don't get upset and they don't arrest.
Now, they also warn people, no guns. Anyone that shows up with a gun will be arrested on the spot.
Well, you know, it's an anti-gun district. I mean,
unless you have a federal firearms permit or you're a law enforcement officer.
All right,
well, hold that thought. All right, folks, I'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the president and the fact that he's not going to concede. We'll get into a little bit about that. We'll also talk about the Georgia transcript that came out yesterday and the phone call that the president had that was recorded. Oh, boy. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss Nissan is a place where you can go. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And the four things, the four groups of people, whether you're a veteran, active military, a first responder, or a church pastor, you receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program there. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. It's Moss Nissan. And I'll tell you what, the 2020 Rogue is in right now at Moss Nissan. You want to talk about a fantastic vehicle right now? Holy smokes. It starts with the quilted leather seats, new cutting-edge digital display, cordless phone charging, a full suite of safety and driver assist technologies that come standard, including the intelligent all-wheel drive. The doggone vehicle will almost drive itself. And I know how good this vehicle is, because I've driven many miles in a Rogue before from Moss Nissan, and I know that you're going to enjoy the great pricing and fantastic service you get from Moss Nissan. Now remember, Moss Care is included with every vehicle purchased, a tremendous added value packed message that gives your servicing of the vehicle, makes it quite a breeze too. So don't forget, over 800 vehicles in stock. Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle you're looking for if the other dealerships won't. And remember, Moss Nissan stores located in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue right now here in Tampa, Florida. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save even more money. And right now, here is an Edwards Notebook.
Leaders and members of the Congressional Freethought Caucus are not living up to the name of their organization. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, since the time of Nimrod, there has been an ongoing effort to literally wipe the God of the Bible out of society. Today, leaders in the atheist, leftist, anti-Christian government group consisting of 14 Democrats have decided that you and I should not be engaged in the free exercise of our Christian-oriented religious liberties, both already recognized and guaranteed by the United States Constitution. Congressional Freethought Caucus members believe that Christianity and government need to be separated not by a wall, but by a fortress. The caucus members are also open borders zealots who have falsely equated those of us who support the protection of our national sovereignty and borders with racist, which is utter poppycock. The Democrats are also the political party of racism and open borders, Chinese concubines, etc. The solution to this madness? Vote those lying hypocrites out of office. I'm Ron Edwards.
All righty, there you go. He's Ron Edwards. And guess what? Ron Edwards is right here right now. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
All right. Well, you know, the Trumpster berated the Senate Republicans who won't back the election challenge, and we all know what's going on there. As House Democrats have now called on the FBI's Christopher Wray to probe the Trump call with the Georgia Secretary of State, and that's because yesterday one of the former state attorneys in Georgia, now a highly sought after big time attorney in the city of Atlanta, said that President Trump may have violated Georgia state election law in that call that he made to the Georgia Secretary of State talking about the election.
Although, of course, I obviously didn't hear the call. It's also very possible that he did not, and that they're just trying to cause another problem for the president in the news cycles.
No surprise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just think that may be the case here.
Yeah, it very well could be, and we'll just have to see what transpires with all of that. Now, in moving along here, the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, has cited China and North Korea as Trump's unfinished business. My question to you is, what will Joe Biden do? Can't wait. What will he do?
Oh, Lord have mercy. He will continue to operate in the way he has before, in my opinion. I think that, and I would call him this to his face, he's a Chinese concubine who is more supportive, it seems, via his prior actions in favor of the Chinese rise than he is of American prominence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think he would continue to sell out to China. And I think the policies against our country on behalf of China would be almost deadly. You'd see this, something happened, I think it was yesterday or the day before, because they are anticipating a Biden administration and things going on the same. General Electric was just bought out. Their appliance manufacturing sector was bought out by a big Chinese corporation.
Yep.
And I just think that would even speed up under a Biden administration. Many of their policies denigrate American real estate. Such as the Corona virus.
Well, they bought a bunch of farmland supposedly in Texas, remember?
Yeah.
And the governor stepped in. They wanted to buy more. The governor stepped in, Greg Abbott. He says, nope, that's it. You're done.
Thank God. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
But in places like New York, you have some of the most important real estate in the history of mankind, mm-hmm. in the island of Manhattan, and it's being cheapened mm-hmm. so that Chinese can buy it on a fire sale. And I just think that would accelerate.
Well, maybe it'll go for what, 24 trinkets or whatever it was they got in years. Yes.
In reverse.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about what the president's about to do for Representatives Devin Nunes and Jim Jordan. He's going to give them the Presidential Medal of Honor. I think that's pretty doggone good, regardless of what you did.
Yeah, Jim Jordan, he's been a good fighter, and I think that the people that he's met, Nunes, great guy, they've been real fighters on behalf of the president and America, and yeah, they deserve the award. You know, that's good. That's a good deal.
Now, when are you going back to, weren't you in the United Kingdom, what, a year ago or so?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to go back?
Yeah. We're scheduled to go back, I believe, this year or next. It depends on when things get set up. But
I don't think so.
Don't
go this year. Don't go this year. They're going to be locked down until July.
And it's a shame because these lockdowns do not help. They exacerbate the situation.
We know.
You're trying to get rid of the corona China virus out of your society. Do not lock yourself down.
No. Herd immunity.
It's stupid.
And by the way, I'll say it again. Believe it or not, if all you've had is the flu shot, you're better off than somebody that hasn't had anything when it comes to what you might or might not get, because at least you got something in your system if you're worried about it. No.
Well, the best thing is a strong immunity, and we know how
that.
And, you know, those of us who know what to do aren't going to catch the corona China virus or be affected by it.
Well, remember Popeye? Remember Popeye? That's why he ate spinach. All right, now let's move on to the Middle East. The Pentagon had turned the USS Nimitz around, and they were headed back to Bremerton, Washington. Well, all of a sudden, on Sunday, it was like, uh-oh, guess what? The aircraft carrier USS Nimitz is headed back into the Middle East. They didn't get very far away. Headed back into the Middle East after the threats that were made to President Trump, as well as other countries, as well as other leaders in the area. And there we go. But something that happened yesterday, which was another big feather in the cap of President Trump, was the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince and Qatar decided to resolve their problems they've had for years and years and years. And guess what? Suddenly they're friends. And that's Donald Trump did that.
Yeah, he points out the benefits of getting along, because I know opening that border between Qatar and Saudi Arabia helps the Qatar people as far as trade and helps their economy. And, you know, money can be utilized as a great peacemaker. And that's a good thing. And concerning the Nimitz, I just have one little message for Saudi Arabia. Don't start nothing, won't be nothing. So, you know.
Yeah.
I meant Iran.
Yeah, I was going to say Saudi's not going to start nothing.
Yeah, but I meant Iran.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. All right, well, I understand you want a job.
Yeah, well, everyone wants a job, I guess.
Well, I know where to get
one. Upgrade.
I know where to get one.
Oh, where?
They're hiring spies. The CIA is hiring spies from all backgrounds. Larry the Cable Guy is in luck, because all walks of life, you know, they don't want just these people to come out of the Ivy League schools with the pipes and the three-piece suits and all that stuff and the cummerbunds. They want the average guy and gal. So we're going to have some Jane Doe's and some Larry the Cable Guys that are going to be spies working, because they're striving to diversify the spy agency.
See, when I see the word diversify,
isn't that funny?
They're offering jobs, I get a little nervous. And you're supposed to be spying for this country, and when they say they want to diversify, that means anything can get in there from any philosophical background. Look out.
Well, scope out the inaugural route when you get there, because Joe Biden is going to have a short walk to the White House, apparently, from the Congress. it's what they're
one
playing.
Block. Isn't that?
Yeah, he's going to walk one block with the military. Oh, God. All right, I'll talk to you on Thursday.
All right.
Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, theronedwards.com is his website. And we're coming back with the world-famous Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America. Don't go anywhere.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Both President-elect Joe Biden and President Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives.
Georgia, there's no one in America with more power to make that happen than you, the citizens of Atlanta, the citizens of Georgia.
The polls in Georgia will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. local time. A correction to yesterday's broadcast, we erroneously reported model actress Tanya Roberts had died. Although gravely ill in a Los Angeles, California hospital, she is still alive. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Farrah & Farrah. Now, remember, if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Now, Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and ready to help. Their team of injury law experts understand the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah. 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Let them push back. Farrah & Farrah at Farrah, F-A-R-A-H, FarrahAndFarrah.com. All right, joining us right now, the one, the only, the infamous, the world famous, Brooke Emery.
I love that.
That is your crowd.
Good morning.
That is your crowd of hundreds of people outside my window, but they're all wearing red, white, and blue shirts, as I told Ron. And it says
thousands.
And it says "Go, Captain, go."
Yes.
All right. Well, we need to talk about a little going here too. I got 26 seconds of a little short clip here. This is what transpired last night in Dalton, Georgia, and thanks to our friend Greg Clarkston from SRN for doing this.
At a late-night rally here in northwest Georgia, the president made a case for re-electing incumbent GOP Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. He said if Democrats prevail on Tuesday, there will never be another fair election. Mr. Trump described the Democratic candidates as left-wing socialist communists and urged Republican voters to hold the line in the U.S. Senate. Greg Clugston with the president in Dalton, Georgia.
Now, Brooke, we are talking to people in Georgia right now. We are talking to a lot of people in Atlanta, which is pretty much a blue city, but there are some people in Atlanta that don't vote blue. They vote red. They vote American. And to those people, I need to tell them, and I think you'll agree with me, they need to get out and vote. Don't worry about anybody calling you names or this, that, and the other. If you're going to wear your red, white, and blue Patriot stuff, which a lot of people do when they go to vote, then put it on, go do it proudly, and don't worry about it.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, look, the reality is, let's just be real, there are two pretty bad candidates. Loeffler is astonishingly bad, but the alternative is Ossoff is in with the Chinese Communist Party directly.
Yep.
And Warnock is just a complete maniac. He's a total racist. He's an anti-American, anti-military, anti-cop. He's just insane. So you really don't have any other option than to vote for the two, you know, supposed Republicans and then try to hold their feet to the fire. It's not really, I wouldn't even consider that a vote for them. I would consider it a vote to A, honor the actual November 3rd election, which is that Trump won and they stole it, and B, to honor, you know, and try to do what you can to save the country by not having two far left, two more, I should say, far left Democrat communists in the Senate.
Well, they need to understand something else in Georgia, and the gun owners do understand this, so they know where I'm coming from when
yes.
I say this. Your Georgia open carry is something that you're proud of. We don't have it in Florida. We're still trying to get it. It's been years and years and years. We keep trying to get it every year, and somebody will shoot it down somewhere along the line. Well, maybe
no pun intended.
Maybe not this year. But folks, let me tell you something. Up here in Georgia, you could lose the open carry. You could lose it altogether with these clowns that want to go there. And by the way, take a look at the Democratic platform from the presidential election. It's in there about getting rid of guns, especially, quote, the assault weapons must go.
Well, not only that, open carry is not a hill that I'm going to die on. It's just guns in general, and you're right. And the irony is that Georgia is, you know, there are a lot of black voters in Georgia. Let me tell you, they like the right to bear arms, too. I mean, Killer Mike is a rapper, and he talks about that all the time. He's a Bernie supporter. So maybe, hopefully, they will understand that if they vote for those Democrats, they're not going to get the right to bear arms. They're going to do whatever they can to take it away. Because that's one of the first order. Look, I don't recognize Biden. Okay, I'm going to say it over and over again. But if they are successful in this deal and he manages to get in, you know, that's one of the first things that would be on the docket. So you have to protect that to whatever degree you have it.
Now, moving to the protests coming up in Washington, D.C., where a lot of folks went to Dalton, Georgia last night, and now they're caravanning their way to Washington, D.C. A lot of folks out of our area, by the way, went up there.
I know a bunch.
Now, the D.C. mayor has urged calm and has told her people to stay out of the downtown area altogether. She's called in the National Guard, some 340 of them, predominantly military police, and for the protest, and has banned any type of guns whatsoever, for whatever reason, anywhere in the area at the pro-Trump events. So here we go.
Well, of course, I'm not surprised that she would ban guns, you know, for our side, obviously. I mean, it's a pretty restrictive city. They only want the citizens to kill each other. Apparently, low-income Democrat voters, they want them to kill each other. But, I can't say on the air, but you can bring socks and things go in socks. And I don't want, you know, if you're going there, you better be ready to protect yourself in some kind of way, shape, or form. You can pick things up off the ground and put them in socks. And
well,
then it's pretty effective self-defense.
There's nothing that says you can't carry mace or the pepper spray or something like that or something that shoots away.
Yeah, or something else. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
but the thing is that, you know, and I have an article that's going to be coming out today, and it's about the cruelty and viciousness of the liberal Democrats. And she is a vicious, cruel individual. Not only is she doing this, okay, they extended themselves for BLM. Okay, when the Trump rally goers, you know, they're peaceful. Okay, they're not violent, disgusting thugs like the left.
No.
Right? They pushed Bowser's brown shirts pushed the Trump supporters through BLM and Antifa. Okay, this is what the law enforcement arm of Muriel Bowser did. Okay, but not only that, she also closed the city for Christmas, over Christmas.
Yep.
They are cruel and vicious people. And I hope that if you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal Democrat listening to this because you hate listening to Matt, right, you are a cruel and vicious person. You support the tyranny and the viciousness of the heartless left because they are godless, they are vicious, and they are cruel. And they don't care about anybody. So you vote for them. I hope you suffer. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it because you deserve what you get.
Now, we had this phone call that seems to be the big brouhaha right now, and the House Democrats are calling on...
The perfect phone call?
Yeah. The House Dems are calling on the FBI's Christopher Wray to probe the Trump call with the Georgia Secretary of State. But there was a story that came out of Georgia from one of their former attorneys generals in the state, who's now a prominent Atlanta attorney, that said that President Trump probably, used the word probably, violated Georgia state election law with that phone call.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Did Ratface Burger violate the law by recording the president of the United States? I think so.
Well, and I would think that you're supposed to ask permission. That's what the last I knew.
Yes. But, you know, let me see. The Democrats are wanting an investigation into President Trump. That's the most shocking thing I've heard all century. So, I mean, it's the whole thing is a joke. The whole thing is a joke. If, you know, I say this all the time. Complacency is the enemy of liberty. Look, and I also complain about my side just as much, if not more. I think the Republicans pretty much suck too, okay? But the reality is that Democrats are communists. So if you vote for Democrats, you're going to get communism. And it's just unabashed now. It was Bernie gave a little flavor of it in 26. He said, oh, I'm a socialist. He's a communist. He doesn't want Finland-style socialism. And or Denmark. They're not even socialist. He wants Venezuelan Chinese communists. Okay, so you know, you get what you pay for. You know, you really get what you pay for, which is just terrible representation.
Well, before we move on to some other topics here, Kelly Loeffler came out at the rally last night in Dalton and said that she is supporting the president's challenge, and that so isn't David Perdue, by the way. Both of them are.
Yeah. Translation: we're burning up the phones and emails to force them to do it. Why? Because their polling shows that they better do it or they won't win. So it's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Simple math. You know, it's not common core math. It's simple math. Mm-hmm. You support Trump or you won't win, period.
Well, we're going to find out, because I'm not going to get into poll numbers, nor do I want to, because the polls mean nothing anymore.
They're all over the place.
There's one series of polls that had both the Democrats leading by the same exact amount over the Republicans. And then there was another poll that came out that had the Republicans and Democrats tied. I mean, tied. Then there was a third one that came out that had the Republicans ahead. So take your pick. I know this is going to be a close election. I know that the early voting has got more than 200,000, roughly, more Democrats and Republicans with the absentee ballots have been turned in. And the only reason I know that is because the Republican Party in Georgia told me that. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more from Brooke, Talks America, brooketalksamerica.com, the website. Go over there, check out what she does, and check out her radio show Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Find out where and how, brooketalksamerica.com. I'll be coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
They got Obama phone!
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553.
800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Oh, yes, you are. And this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can call them at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? You just might get a chance to get some of that free pastry in the back room, too. All right, back to Brooke from BrookTalksAmerica.com. Thank you very much for being there, and we're having some fun here. The chat room is lighting up because of you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
You know I bring the heat.
Yeah. All right, well.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to give this little plug here, because I said it on my show on Saturday, which everybody should listen to. I want to thank the truckers, okay? If you got it, if you ate it, or if you gave it at Christmas, You got it because of a trucker. So all around the country, all around the world, the amazing truckers have not stopped, and we owe them such an incredible debt of gratitude. So thank you out there. If you're a trucker, if you're listening, thank you so much. God bless you, and we love you and appreciate you.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
I know the importance of that, and that's very much so. Okay, well, let's talk about President, well, I don't really want to use the word. Let's talk about Joe Biden.
Joe Biden
is going to have a no inaugural parade. He's actually going to walk for one block in a shortened whatever with a military escort. Good Lord. I mean,
Well, here's the reality, and again, I will never accept Joe Biden as that president, so you can always address him as Joe Biden with me. But that has nothing to do with coronavirus. Don't let them fool you. It has to do with the fact that he can't draw a crowd, and he would have 45 people, which are only his staff, in the silly circles around him. So it's a complete joke, and that's why they're doing it, because they're afraid it would turn into a MAGA rally, which of course it would. But they won't have to worry about that, because Trump is going to overcome this deal. Just saying.
We'll know Wednesday.
Yeah, or beyond. We'll see what happens on Wednesday.
Well, yeah, because if they delay it, if they somehow or another delay it, then obviously it's a. Now let me talk about that for a second. This presidential commission you're talking about, this election commission, the electoral commission, that's a 10-day delay. Is that what Cruz is proposing? Is that my understanding?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, and then. They're going to investigate all the different avenues of all the different states and whatnot that are out there that have come into question, is my understanding. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's really stunning to me. It's like the media is truly the enemy of the people. There are a lot of enemies inside, but the media is truly the enemy of the people. What they did, this is all psychological and information warfare. So what they did is they set up the scene before the election. Remember when Hillary, you know, Hillary Benghazi said, don't concede? Because what they were planning is that it would be the reverse, which is that Biden would have been ahead or close enough, because she said there was a narrow margin. The difference between her and Trump was like 85,000 votes. So she thought that maybe it would be similar to that. They had no idea that he would get 800 and some odd thousand in Pennsylvania, and that they'd have to scramble like that and stop everything. But the idea that you have seven states stopping counting on on election day, and no one's even talking about that. If that were the reverse, they'd still be riding, because election rights over everything, but the media would be talking about that nonstop. But we're just supposed to act like, oh, okay, just conveniently these Democrat cities and states just stop counting, and we're supposed to act like there's nothing wrong with that. I think we should keep in mind Democrat states and cities where Joe Biden needed to win stopped counting on election night, and then all of a sudden you have truckloads, vans, zip drives, and briefcases showing up out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Can we please remember that this is a complete and utter hoax and a steal? So anybody referring to Joe Biden as president is in on the steal, or is just so dumb or so delusional that they don't.
We have a question from Ellie in Jacksonville. It's by the messenger. She's saying, Captain, what did you and Brooke think about Emmanuel Cleaver opening the prayer for the Congress with addressing pagan gods? Now, I don't know about the pagan gods bit, but I do know about the ending with amen and a woman.
You know, well, here's the thing that, you know, I was talking with someone yesterday. There are still in this country a lot of black and Hispanic Christians, and they're not with that. So even Democrat voters aren't with that craziness, I'm telling you. So I hope they heard. I hope people are paying attention, because that is pagan, right? It's not Judeo-Christian. And this is a length that, just remember, okay, because I'm trolling this guy named Tariq Nasheed. It's conservatives, okay, that are trying to keep the boys out of the girls' bathroom, okay? It is conservatives that are fighting against this complete and utter nonsense. There are two genders of male and female, and amen has nothing to do with gender. Duh.
Right.
Okay? They're retarded. I'm sorry. They're stupid. So what can you say?
Yeah.
But hopefully people are paying attention, and some of their voters are realizing that they are going hard left crazy communist.
Now, England is not the place you want to be just yet. I kind of joked with Ron Edwards, because he was over there last year. He also went to, I think, Ireland and Scotland. That was part of his trip. But they're talking about, and this is serious stuff, their Prime Minister Boris Johnson is talking about locking that country down until July.
Yeah, well, I heard Chris Murkowski talk about that it was their NIH system, and that's possibly true. I really, to tell you the God's honest truth, I think all of this is punishment for Brexit. I don't know what the hell happened with Boris Johnson. Maybe they have pictures of him or something. I don't know how he's in on this, but they don't need to lock down. They don't need to do any of this. And this is a way, they're cruel. They're cruel. Okay, this is a way to punish the population for being wanting freedom and independence. And by the way, those are that's our grandfather country. So the two countries that are being punished the worst, the UK, a conglomerate, and the United States. Why? Because we're voting for freedom. You know, and that's what happens when you give up your guns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
now,
so don't do it.
Now I got a question for you.
We've really
run out of time. So tell me, who are you going to have on your show this week?
I don't know yet. I wasn't able to have my guest last week, Carlos Zapata. He's that awesome veteran out of California who did the Shasta County, who talked
okay.
to his, the video.
All right.
Hopefully I'll be able to have him back
on. We got to go. So BrookTalksAmerica.com, BrookTalksAmerica.com. You can hear it Saturdays on my flagship station right here, 7 p.m.
And my article will be up today by the end of the day.
And it'll be on my web pages too, on Facebook and whatnot.
Great.
All right, thank you very much.
God bless the troops. Take care. God
Amen.
Bless America.
All right, that's Brook from Brook Talks America, and you can find out more about her by going to the website, BrookTalksAmerica.com. Well, you know, today is going to be an interesting day, the election in Georgia. Again, I'm going to talk to you people directly that are listening to me and my affiliates in Georgia, especially in Atlanta. I know Atlanta's a blue city, but guess what? You're not all blue that live there. So you folks that are registered Republicans or that want to vote Republican, you need to get out there and vote for Kelly Loeffler and vote for Dave Perdue. If you want the alternative is not very pretty. It's not what you think. You're going to lose rights. You're going to lose freedoms. You gun owners out there, if you don't think for one second that they're not gunning for you, pardon the pun, they sure are. It's in the Democratic platform. You don't believe me? Go look at it. It's all there. It's all there in black and white. They held nothing back when they put in that Democratic platform what they were going to do. And with the control of the U.S. Senate at stake, all eyes are on the runoff election that's got Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler facing the Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Millions of dollars have poured in. Millions of dollars. And Georgians, you've been bombarded by advertisements and messages urging you to vote. Both sides have sent out their heavy hitters to help turn out the voters. Now it's out to you. If you don't vote in this election, you have nothing to bitch about. Nothing. So I don't want to hear it. If you don't vote, I don't want to hear it. So there you go. Remember that. And for you folks up there in Washington, D.C., going to be at the protest on the 6th with the president, you be careful and be safe, because I'm telling you, it's not friendly turf that you're in up there. Even though it's the nation's capital, it's not friendly turf to you. I'm sitting here holding this Council of the District of Columbia press conference, a press release that they put out there, and it's got nothing to do about protecting you. It's got everything to do with telling the people in D.C. don't go downtown because it might get a little bit rough. That's all I need to say. All right, I'll be back tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch, and believe me when I tell you, it's going to be an interesting night. We may or we may not know the winner in the Georgia Senate runoff. If we do, we'll let you know. But you have yourself a great day today, everybody. Enjoy the weather wherever you're at. Make sure it's all about we the people. We the people. I'll see you tonight. God.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter here, it's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.